How are you doing? Huh? Long time no see?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it's great to be with you today.
Yeah.
We're going to look at, focus on just 8 verses this morning from the book of Psalms. And so it's about people like you. This message is about people like you today.
今天的信息是为着我们每一个人。
People who really want to take the next step with God.
因为我们与神之间的关系，我们想进入下一步。
And who more and more their heart's desire is to be single focused with God.
我们愿意我们的心来单单的仰望神的人。
So we're gonna read it a couple of times because I really think that sometimes we just need to hear it and read it again and again before it can take root in our hearts.
我觉得我们一起再来读几遍。我觉得我们要读而又读，让这样的话能够进入我们的心。
Are you okay if we read it? Try to read it in English.
好，我们先来尝试读英文。
And then later I will call on volunteers to check pronunciation.No?
Okay,
Let's read it together. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow His ways. You have laid down precepts.That are to be fully obeyed. Okay. Father, we just ask for your help today.
父啊，愿你早上来帮助我们。
We ask for the Holy Spirit to be our teacher and our guide.
愿圣灵做我们的神来教导我们。
We confess that we can't really accomplish anything without the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，我们不能做任何事。
So give us ears to hear and a heart that be willing to receive your words.
给我们受教的耳朵愿意领受的心。
For everyone here, may they encounter the Spirit of God today.
愿意我们今天每一个人都能遇见神的灵。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. The first part of the message is about the blessings of those who want to be single-focused with God.
今天我要交通的是那些行为完全愿意单单仰望神的人，他们是有福的。
Now if we use the word from verse 1, those who want to be without blame, blameless.
就看第一节我们看见说行为完全。
And it means actually to want to be whole before God.
就是在神的面前要完全。
Where our whole life is focused on one primary goal.
我们整个的生命都有一个唯一的目的。
Where our focus is more and more to know God and to follow Jesus.
我们要遵循神，要认识基督。
We get a little sense of this heart, this desire to be blameless from the book of James.
我们从雅各书也看到这一点，行为完全。
Maybe you remember this verse in James chapter 1, verse 4.
也许你记得雅各书一章四节。
In that verse, James is talking about how you and I need to be perfect and complete.
那里雅各说到忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Right, wholehearted before God.
Yeah.
Yeah, single-minded before God. And so, this is the idea of to be blameless before God.
要在神的面前要全心，要单纯。
No, people like that are special. You don't find them every day.
这样的人是特别的，你不是天天都碰得到。
You can find a lot of people who are believers, but you don't find too many who think and pray like this.
也许能够找到很多相信的人，但是如此祷告的，你很难遇见。
Where the cry of their heart is, Oh Lord, I just want to be single focused on you.
那是在心里向神呼求要单单的仰望他。
I want my life and my everything I think, where I go, how I plan, I want to be thinking about you and where you take me.
我一生的安排计划都在仰望你要带领我往何处去。
The Psalm says in verse 1, they walk according to God's law.
诗篇第一节这里说遵循耶和华的律法。
They try to keep God's statutes.
他们遵守神的训，神的法度。
Right here we see, blessed are those who keep His statutes.
遵守他的法度的，这样的人是有福的。
This is what they're striving to do all the time. When they wake up in the morning, Lord, I really want to follow and keep Your way.
每天早上起来，只有他们要努力的。他们就是要遵行神的法度。
This English word statute is kind of interesting.
这里这个英文，这里说的这个字乃是叫法度。
The main idea is that it's somehow God has His word and He inscribes it or He engraves it on our hearts.
这里的意思就是神把他的话刻在我们的心里。
So these statutes that God first gave us when He carved them, engraved them on stone tablets. It's this idea of God writing them and preserving them for us.
以前这些法度好像是刻在石板上的，但如今乃是在我们心里。
Comes from this Hebrew word kukim or kukat. It's what the lawgiver, God the great lawgiver, gives His people.
这个就像希伯来书里面说，希伯来文这里写的这个文字，它就是说神圣的把这个立法的赐予者把它放在我们心里。
And so the person who's single-minded, they take seriously God's laws.
所以那些单纯的人他们就认真的严肃的看。
And they realize that God wrote these laws down so that you and I could follow them.
因为是神所写的，我们就当遵行。
Lord, I think it must be important you wrote them down so that I would know them and that I would follow them.
因为神写下必定是重要的，所以我需要知道，所以我需要遵行。
It goes on to say in verse 2, these kinds of people, men and women, children, they seek God with all their heart.
这里说一心寻求他的。
Wow, isn't that interesting? With all of their heart, they're seeking God.
一心寻求他的。
For God's laws,are not the goal, the end. What I mean by the end is the telos. It's a Greek word for the goal that we are running towards. God's laws are not the end. God is what we're after.
因为神的律法并不是终点，那神自己才是。
Through their interaction with God's word, it's kind of a living relationship that they have with God where they listen to God, they respond to God, they're seeking to know God.
接着与神的律法与神的话语的互动他们来寻求他。
With all their heart.
全心的寻求他。
Not on Sundays.
不只是在星期天。
Not over, not sometimes, right? But this is the cry of their heart day after day.
不是有时候寻求，乃是每日。
Wholeheartedly.
一心的寻求。
I mean, people who, you know, they talk about God, but God is kind of on the periphery of their life. JustKind of on the edge, so they, you know, they have God talk and they go to church sometime, but God is kind of on the periphery of their life.
也许有的人他们生活中有神，但是只是在他们生活中某些的领域。
But these kinds of people, they're different. They pursue God wholeheartedly.
这些人他们不一样，他们全心的寻求神。
Their time with God is so important that they begin the day with God.
神是这么重要，他们一天开始的时候要有神。
They want to connect with God daily.
他们每天都要与神连接。
Before they go out of the front door to go to school or to work, the first thought is, I got to connect with God first.
当他们出门上学上班，他们必须与神连接。
It says in verse 3, they do no wrong, they follow His ways. They follow God's ways.
第三节说，这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。
They're careful, even though they're not perfect, even though they make mistakes every day, even though they disappoint themselves and God all the time, their heart's desire is to follow God's ways.
虽然他们也不完全，虽然他们也会做错事，虽然他们自己也会失望，但是他们愿意寻求神。
Have you ever met someone like that?
你有没有遇到这样的人？
Maybe someone in your church?
也许教会中，
maybe somebody in your small group, your youth group.
也许在你的小组里面，年轻组里面。
You know if you get close to them that their relationship with God is their first priority in life.
如果你靠近他们，你会看见他们与神的关系是他们生命中最重要的。
Because it means something to them, so that's why they think about it all the time.
因为这对他们是有意义的，所以他们就终日思想。
So if I'm always worried about my weight, maybe I'm thinking about my weight every day, right? Or if I'm always worried about my education, maybe I'm thinking about my classes every day. But if I'm really most concerned about my relationship with God, then it really means something to me. It's something I carry with me every day.
如果我关心的是我的体重，所以我终日想的就是我的体重。如果关心我的教育，那我想的就是我的教育。但是如果我关心的乃是神的法度，那我就终日思想。
Well, you think he's pretty good, right? Would you think for the interpreter? Yeah. I think he's really good. Psalmist adds, they do no wrong.
诗篇的作者说他们不做非义的事。
That doesn't mean they're perfect.
不是说他们没有过错。
That means they're not 随便 about doing wrong.
他们在做非义的事情上面他们不随便。
You know, they really don't want to do wrong in life.
他们不想在生命当中做非义的事。
So when it says they do no wrong, that means that's their intent, that's their desire. They don't want to keep doing the same mistakes as they go through life again and again. So he says they do no wrong. That's the path they walk.
不做非义的事乃是他们的目的，是他们的追求。
It's like a child who has a loving parent. And so if you really have a good parent,You know, and you're a child who recognizes, wow, my mom and dad, really, they're pretty good parents. And if you have a parent like that, you find that you want to live a life that is pleasing to them.
这里就像蒙爱的儿女，他就寻求父母的喜悦。
I know not everybody had great parents, but I think for a moment if you did have really good parents, parents who loved you and affirmed you and supported you all the time, I think it would be natural for you to, in your heart,to want to please them.
也许我们不是每一个人都有完美的父母，但是你可以假设一下，如果你的父母是这样的爱你的时候，保护你，支持你，你愿意行他们喜悦的事。
The Bible tells us that God is that perfect parent.
圣经告诉我们说，神就是那位完美的父。
It doesn't mean we always understand God.
但并不是说我们总是那么了解神。
It doesn't mean that God always gives us everything we want in life.
不是说神给我们一切我们自己想要的。
It doesn't mean that God always honors our plans.
不是说神总是许可我们在自己的计划里行。
But because God has given us new life little by little, we discover, wow, He is really a good God. He's a good Father.
我们这是在生活当中一点一滴慢慢来了解这位神是善的神，是那位好的神。
So you discover in your heart the desire to want to please him more and more.
在我们内心深处就有一个盼望能够来让我们的神喜悦。
If you're not that way, maybe you're just very careless and you will easily grieve the Lord.
如果我们不是这么想，我们就很容易让神担忧。
So the psalmist goes on to say they realize God has laid down these precepts in his word so that you and I might obey them.
所以在诗篇这里继续说，耶和华，你曾将你的训词吩咐我们，为要我们殷勤遵守。
You ever experienced that?
你有没有这样的经历？
You open the Bible.
你打开圣经。
You begin to read.
开始读。
And suddenly you realize, oh, wait a minute, God wrote this down for me.
有时候你说，哦，等一下，让我把这个写下来。
Well, this is for me. I'm part of God's people. God laid these laws down, these precepts, these rules down because He loves me.
这是为着我的神把这个训词给我，因为他爱我。
And the reason he gave them to you and I is because He really wants us to walk in these laws, to follow them.
他把这些给我们乃是为要叫我们遵行。
Or you can say for us to obey them.
让我们来遵行他的话。
So what are these precepts we're talking about?
所以这里这些训词指的是什么呢？
It comes from a word in Hebrew that means that God has entrusted them to you and I.
在希伯来语里面，这好像说神把一些东西托付给我们。
So it's almost like you have a father who gives you something so precious, so valuable, and he entrusts it to your care, my care.
就像我们的父母他把一件珍贵的东西交给我们来保管。
So you do that with things that are important to you, things that matter to you, things that are valuable. You entrust them to the next generation, to your children.
对于我们来说，这是重要的、极有价值的，我们要把它传给我们的下一代。
And the reason God has entrusted them to you and to me is because He wants us to do them.
神把这些信托给我们，乃是要我们去遵行。
Yeah, they are to be done, these precepts that God has given. Okay?
他们乃是要是行出来的。
Or to use the word of the English Bible, they are to be fully obeyed.
在英文里就是说完全的遵行。
So whenever you hear the word, like today, you hear this word, God is entrusting you with this word that I am preaching today.
所以就像我们今天坐在这里，你们所听见神的话，乃是神信托给你们的。
Whether you receive it on a Sunday morning when everyone's gathered together,
也许你是在主日大家聚集的时候。
Or maybe you're in a small group and you're receiving the word at that time together.
也许在小组里面你领受到神的话。
Or maybe you're just alone and you're having your quiet time and you realize, wow, this word God has given to us, to me.
也许你是在个人与主交通的时候领受到这些话。
And that God has given you and me this word, this living word, this life-transforming word, so that I would obey it, walk in it.
神把这个生命的话，改变生命的话给我们，好叫我们来遵行。
So let me ask you a question. Is it possible today that God is giving you this word and He's entrusting it to you today?
我问大家一个问题，今天有没有可能神就把这样的话交托给我们？让我们来遵行。
Is he entrusting you with this word today?
神有没有把它交托给你呢？
He said, I give you this word today because I love you and I want you to walk in it.
神把这个话给我们，因为他爱我们，也让我们来遵行。
Okay, of course, most of us, we forget to really walk this kind of life before God.
我们在这一周的里面能不能这样的来行？
And so maybe by Tuesday you will, or maybe even by tomorrow you will have already forgot this message.
也许星期二，也许明天你就把今天的信息忘记了。
And that's okay, God realizes who we are and He still loves us even though we have many weaknesses.
这没关系，因为神知道我们是怎样的人，他知道我们所有的软弱。
And if you know God and you begin to walk with God, you realize more and more, wow, Lord, you love me even though I really got a lot of problems.
如果你真的爱神，与神同行，你就会发现说，尽管我是如此不堪，但是你仍然爱我。
And you realize more and more as you mature in your relationship with God that, wow, Lord, your love is really amazing. You just love me day after day. I make so many mistakes, but your love is unchanging.
当你越来越成熟的时候，你会认识到神的爱何等的奇妙，每日爱我，尽管我是有如此的不堪，但你仍然爱我。
And you begin little by little because you are loved by God and you realize that you're loved by God and so little by little you begin to accept yourself.
当你越来一点一滴的更多蒙神的爱，你就能够更多的接纳自己。
And you begin to pray like this.
你就会这样的祷告。
Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees.
但愿我行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例。
That's a great prayer.
那是一个美好的祷告。
Can we say it in English together?
也许我们用英文来读一遍。
This is one of those prayers that you really ought to learn. It's a man before God who is just praying from his heart.
这是我们要学习的，当我们神面前倾心吐意的时候，我们当说的话。
Read it with me. Make it your prayer.
我们一起来读。
Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees.Oh, you want to do next verse? Okay. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands.
我看中你的一切命令就不至于羞愧。
Wow. Thank you, Lord. They pray to be faithful.
他们祷告要信实。
Because we realize many times we're not so faithful.
我们知道自己很多时候我们不是信实的。
So that's the kind of language they use. Lord, help me to be faithful today.
我们求神让我们做一个信实的人。
Help me to be faithful as a parent.
做一个信实的父母。
Help me to be faithful in my marriage.
做一个信实的有一个信实的婚姻。
Help me to be faithful as I worship and serve in my church.
当我敬拜，当我侍奉的时候。都能够信实。
I'm not trusting in myself, Lord. I know many times I disappoint people. So I ask for help to be faithful, Lord.
我不信靠自己，我知道我叫人失望，所以我求神让我能够信实。
That's why he says, Oh God, that my ways are steadfast.
所以这里祷告说，愿我行事坚定。
steadfast so that I can continue to follow your words, follow your laws, or obey your decrees.
得以来遵守你的律例。
Right. What are God's decrees?
神的律例是什么？
Well, they have all these different words in English. It's probably confusing if you have the Hohoban and you have the, maybe the NIV and you're looking at the English and you're looking at the Chinese and you think, what decree and precept and statute? It's a little bit confusing.
我们有很多圣经的版本包括我们中文用Hohoban，所以这些词可能会让你觉得有些困惑，这里有律例，有训词，有法度，这些到底是什么意思？
Well, a decree talks more about how God has commanded something according to His purposes, according to His great plan.
这里律例更多是说神照着他的计划，他的心意，他的旨意来给我们的命令。
So it's this huge command that applies to all of His people for a long period of time, and this is what He commands His people to know and experience.
是神伟大的命令给我们所有人在历世历代一点一点给我们的。
And many times throughout the Bible, you'll see this word decree used, and it's emphasizing how God is declaring His purposes and His plan.
所以在圣经当中我们看到律例的时候通常都是神来宣告他的旨意他的计划。
And he prays this way because he realizes his ways are not steadfast.
他把他的旨意显明给我们，因为他的旨意是长存的。
Would you be willing to pray that like that to God?
你愿意如此在神面前祷告吗
？Would you dare to pray in that manner, Lord? I realize my ways are not so faithful, not so steady. So God, please, I want to be faithful. I want to be steadfast.
你愿意你敢在神面前这样祷告吗？你知道说神我不完全我不够信实，所以你求神。
I come to discover that even though my intentions are good, right?
虽然我的本意也许是好。
Yeah, they're good intentions, but I'm so weak and so often I fail. So Lord, help me to be steadfast.
但是我总是软弱，求神使我坚定。
Yes, Lord, I read your words, I read your decrees, but I so quickly forget them.
我读你的话语，我读你的律例，但我马上就忘了。
Many times I don't do what you ask me to do.
许多时候没有照神的话去做。
I don't obey very good, Lord.
我不是遵守的总是不好。
And I'm kind of a hypocrite sometimes, God.
有时候我是一个法利赛人。
I get so angry when my children or my grandchildren don't listen to my word, they don't obey, but I disobey you all the time.
我们的儿女我们的孙辈不遵循我自己的话我们就非常愤怒哈，但是我们自己不遵循神的话，我们就无所谓。
So what's an example of something that God has decreed that He wants you and I to obey?
这里有什么是神给我们的律例要我们遵循的呢
？I believe this is one example.
这里有个例子。
He has decreed that you and I believe on the name of His Son Jesus Christ.
这里说要信他儿子的名。
Okay, now this is not just some kind of religious.Language I'm using. He wants you and I on a daily basis to put our trust in Christ.
这里我不是在说什么宗教的名词，乃是说每一天我们要信靠神的儿子。
He has decreed that His people put their trust, put their faith in Christ.
他要我们每一天来信靠基督。
He's also decreed that you and I trust Christ's righteousness, not our own righteousness.
让我们信靠基督的义，不是我们自己的义。
Our hope in God's saving work is not in ourselves, not in our efforts, but in Christ and His righteousness. He has decreed this.
我们的对神救赎的盼望，不是在我们自己的工作乃是在神自己。
This is something God has decreed.
这是神给我们的律例。
He's also decreed that all who put their trust in Christ learn to do.Good works. Good works become a way of life.
他要我们这一切信靠基督的来行善。
Now, I don't know if you can see this in the English. It's not very dark, but it says, We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ. Why? So we can do the good things He planned. Oh, decree. There it is. That He has planned for us long ago.
我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的为要叫我们行善就是神所预备叫我们行的。
He has decreed that all of those who trust in Christ's saving work, who call on the name of the Lord, should begin to discover the wonder of working with God, doing good works.
他给我们的律例就是那些所有信靠基督的乃是要遵行他的道。
And that finally all who follow Christ learn to deny themselves, take up their cross, and to follow Him.
还有就是所有要跟随基督的就要舍己背起自己的十字架。
All of this is not possible in my own power or my own strength.
这一切用我自己的能力是不行的。
But if I put my trust, my living active faith in Christ, I discover He can do it even though I'm weak.
但如果我们信靠基督，我们对基督有一个活的信心，神能够做事。
God has decreed that all who trust in Christ learn to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow Him.
神给我们的律例就是所有跟随基督的人就要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
And at that point, the psalmist realizes, wow, then if I live like that, if I pursue God like that, then I would not be put to shame when I take your commands seriously, when I consider all your commands.
写到这里，这诗篇的作者就说，我看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。
Wow, what a freedom.
那是何等的自由。
I can walk through life and I don't have to be ashamed of anything.
我可以在生命当中行走而不致羞愧。
I don't have to worry about what you think about me.
我不用在乎说你怎么看我。
I can be free in my heart.
我的心是可以得以自由的。
I'm seeking after God.
因为我是寻求神。
So there's a certain confidence, this peace that comes upon a man or a woman or a child when they think, no, I want to live differently.
所以就是在我们里面有这样的信心让我们的儿女其他人也可以看见我希望过一个不一样的生活。
就不至于羞愧。No shame!
不至于羞愧。
对不对？ There's no shame to that kind of life. You can look people in the eye.
那样的生命是没有羞愧的。你可以看着对方的眼睛。
Right? You meet somebody, you're not embarrassed. You walk through life, God gives you this certain grace, this certain confidence, and you know, hey, I'm not perfect, but I belong to Him, and I'm seeking to follow Him.
所以我们就当我们遇见人的时候我们知道说我们不完全我们有软弱但是你可以看他的眼睛那里面没有羞愧。
This kind of shame is experienced by many believers because they know that they say one thing, but they live a different way. So they experience shame.
那如果我们说一套做一套的时候我们里面就会有羞愧。
Right? There's so many today who proclaim, who profess the name of Christ. They say one thing, but they live another way. And those people, they do suffer shame.
如果我们宣告主的名，但是我们过不一样的生活，那我们就是有羞愧的。
So he realizes that's not okay. That's not good. And so he prays, Lord, I want to be the kind of man, the kind of woman that takes seriously.We use the word have regard for. I have regard, Lord, for what you speak to me.
所以在这里就是说要继续的注重寻求神的命令。
So it would be like today. Let me give you an example. And you leave the church building today and you're going home and suddenly you kind of say, you know, I think God spoke to me today.
我举个例子比方说你今天离开教会突然你就觉得说神向我说话了。
And I think God in His mercy spoke something very personal to my heart today. He reminded me about this command and wow, I'm gonna hold on to that. I'm gonna think about that. That's important.
在神在他的恩慈里面也许会把他说过的话某一点展示给我们我们心里就愿意说哦主我得着了我要来思想。
Now that's really different than in one ear,and out the other ear.
所以这个跟左耳进右耳出是不一样的。
Oh, is that how you say it? Okay, that's great. That's great. I need to learn that. Yeah. That's different, right? You think, wow, God spoke to me. I cannot forget this. This is significant.
因为神已经向我说话我不能把它忘记。
To have regard for what God is speaking to you, so vitally important.
注重神的命令非常的重要。
In fact, those who cherish God's word will often continue to think about them as they go through the day. They'll review them. They'll think about them again. They think about it when they get up.
所以那些宝贵神话语的人，他们会终日思想。
How many of you like to take an afternoon nap? 要睡午觉。
你们当中有谁是要睡午觉的
？Don't be ashamed. Okay.
不要害羞。
Right? It's like, okay, you wake up from your nap and you're thinking, hey, it's still on your heart, still on your mind. And you think, hey, this is something God wants me to not quickly forget this. God wants me to remember this.
当我们午睡醒来，我们会不会记得说，主的话仍然在我心里我要寻求这些。
Commandments that are central to our faith.
这些命令在我们生活当中是至关重要的。
有的就是这样子。Like this command here.Do you recognize this command?
我们记不记得这里所写的这个命令。
We sometimes call it the great command.
我们有时候把它叫做这个大
What do we call
最大的命令。
Maybe, right? 最大的 huh? Do you recognize it?
你认不认得
we say it a lot, right?
我们一起来说。
Right? Let's read it together. Love the Lord your God.With all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself.
尽心尽意尽力爱住你的神，其实就要尽心尽心尽意尽力爱住你的神，其实就是爱人如己。
Yeah, so God has spoken to me, and this is one of His commands.And so I need to do more than simply memorize it.
所以神向我们说话，这是他的命令，所以我们不是单单只是把它背出来。
And if you begin to live this way, you will see more and more fruit in your life.
如果你如此的生活，你就会看见果子。
This kind of fruit. Here's a good example. The psalmist says, "I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws."
这里诗篇说我学了你公义的判语就要以正直的心称谢你。
And you will have a heart that more and more desires to please God. He says, verse 8, Dibaje, I will obey your decrees. Do not forsake me, Lord.
我必守你的律例求你总不要丢弃我。
So this is when you know, wait a second, you're walking with God and experiencing God on a different level now.
所以你就会发现你就与神同行，你所经历的就完全不在一个层面上。
And you discover more and more that you just cannot control yourself. You want to praise the Lord.
你就发现说你越来越不能掌控自己，你是要赞美神。
So to review, we're almost finished here. To review for a second, these are the blessings that the blameless will experience.
所以我们再来复习一下，我们这里就看那些行为完全的人他们的祝福。
Letter A, they first of all learn to walk according to God's law.
他们遵行耶和华的律法。
They pray, O Lord, help me to be faithful.
他们祷告寻求信实。
And then they ask God for help. They want to be resolved to do these things while remaining resolved.
他们寻求自己被神来改变来解决。
They think like this, Lord, I just want to praise you today.
他们的所想的乃是要赞美神。
You ever experienced that kind of feeling?
你有这样的感觉吗?
You're just going through the middle of the day, and you don't know why, but you just want to praise the Lord.
在一天的当中，你也不知道为什么，你就是觉得说想要赞美神。
It's not because suddenly you're being spiritual. No, it's just the fruit of this kind of life where you're seeking God, and the Holy Spirit is taking more and more of you, drawing you closer and closer, and you just like,I got to praise the Lord.
并不是说你突然就变得属灵了，乃是因为你的寻求，圣灵在你里面的工作，让你突然就觉得说，我要来赞美神。
Sometimes I'll be walking through the house and I think, wait, why am I singing?
有时候我走进房子里，我就没有意识到，为什么我就开始唱歌了？
Because this is the fruit of anybody who decides to take their relationship with God seriously.
因为这些就是跟神有那个严肃的关系的人，他们自然的果子。
So maybe I don't know what your goal is for 2019. One of them for me is I simply want to praise the Lord.
我不知道你2019年你的目标是什么但我有一个简单的，就是要赞美神。
I know it sounds very 简单 very simple, right?
听起来很简单。
That's one of my goals. I just want to praise the Lord.
那就是我的目的。
What about you?
你呢?
My goal in 2019, I want to praise Him more and more. God, You are worthy.
我们2019年的计划，神，我要更多的赞美你，因为你实在是配。
We praise Him with a changed heart, a changed mind.
我们要求我们的心能够改变，我们的心思意念都能够改变。
We praise Him because little by little we realize, well, this word, this 活泼的话语, it's living in me, it's changing me.
我们祷告，我们赞美，因为我们认识到这话是活泼的，是改变生命的。
And so it moves us more and more to want to praise God.
啊，所以就带领我们说，我们要更多的愿意来赞美神。
Unashamedly.
没有羞愧的。
You're driving down the road.
我们在路上开车。
You just start singing.
突然就开始歌唱。
You don't care what anybody thinks. Maybe the other guy in the car is looking at you. You don't care. I'm praising the Lord.
啊，也许我们不在乎周围的人怎么想啊，也许我们旁边的人会觉得说这人怎么了啊，但是我就是要赞美神。
That's freedom.
啊，那就是一个自由。
I'm not saying that you do these things because you're only focused on yourself. You do them because God is taking more and more of your heart, your affections, and you discover, wow, you come to church on Sunday, and you don't care what anybody thinks. You just decide, I'm gonna praise the Lord today. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're gonna sit here and have your hands in your pocket and say, oh well, but not me. I am gonna praise the Lord. It's that kind of heart.
Yeah, 也许当我们的关注不在自己，我们里面自然的要来赞美神。我们来到教会的时候，我们不是在那里关注别人怎么看我，或者把手插在口袋里哈，就觉得垂头丧气的一个人。我们不在乎那些，我就是一个赞美的人。
And we do that more and more as we learn God's righteous laws.
当我们学习神公义的律法，我们就能够往前。
And we discover, wow, God, Your way is better than my way.
我们就会发现说，神的路高过我们的路。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Many times we are reminded, God, Your way is so much better than my way.
我们需要常常被提醒，神的道路远超过我们的道路。
This is a process.
这是一个过程。
Right, takes time. But if you keep responding to the Holy Spirit, you will experience this more and more.
这需要时间，但是如果我们的心总是回应圣灵，我们就会更多的来经历。
Especially those people who take time daily to interact with God and His Word.
如果我们每天与神交通来领受神的话语。
We become more and more familiar with the living words and the laws of God.
我们就会熟悉神的那个活的话。
And the more we do so, the greater the transformation in our life.
如果我们更多的这样来做，我们的生命就会经历更多的改变。
The more you do so, the more that you will discover, I'm sorry, but I'm going to praise the Lord.
你更多这样做，你就说，不管如何，我要赞美神。
You just little by little, you'll realize, hey, I'm not the same person.
一点点，你就会发现说，我不再一样。
So here's a good test for you.
对，这里有个测试。
The people who know you the best.
你最熟悉你的人。
And they know you now, and they knew you 5 or 10 years ago.
他们认识现在的你，他认识五年前、十年前的你。
Do they see any change?
他们看到任何的改变吗？
Because if you're pursuing God like this, all of them will say, "Oh no, she's not the same person."
如果你是像这里说的这样来追求神，他们一定会说这个人不一样了。
Right.Everybody will say it. Everybody who knows you and your circle of influence, all of them will say, oh yeah, that guy, he's not the same. He's much better.
每一个认识你的人或者在你圈子里的人，他们会说这个人不一样了。
Much more loving, much more caring, much more sympathetic, much more sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God.
还有更多的爱，更多的关心对圣灵更多的敏感。
And all of thisBecause this desire in your heart more and more to want to obey God's decrees.
在我们心里就更多会有这样的渴慕来遵行神的律例。
And you see this wonderful fruit in their lives.
这就是一个美好的果子。
Resolved more and more to obey God's good purposes.
他就越来越坚定要来遵行神的美意。
Becoming single-minded as a Christian.
让我们基督徒乃是一个单纯的。
So here we are at the end of the message. Single-minded, you want to more and more simply learn to trust in Jesus and trust in Jesus' name.
那我们相信信靠耶稣的名。
Because you realize this is what God has decreed for you and I.
因为这是神所给你我的律例。
Remember this one incident in the Gospel of John where someone comes up to Jesus and says, Lord, what do we do in order to do your works? Do you remember that? 约翰福音的第六章。
约翰福音第六章。
And he says, Lord, what do we do to do the works of God?
有人来问耶稣说我们当如何行还能做神的工。
And Jesus said, well, simply believe on me. Believe on me more and more, trust me.
耶稣简单说就是来信靠我更多的信靠我。
Amen. Second of all, pursuing lives of doing good works. This is God's decree. Pursuing a life that is marked, distinguished by wanting to do good for others.
让我们追求一种生活乃是要能够行善事。
And last of all, learning, because God decreed it, learning to take up your cross,And actually follow Jesus.
最后我们要学习的乃是舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随基督。
Can I make one little comment about this? Learning to deny yourselves and take up your cross. Let me just add one comment here.
我这里要再说多说一点关于舍己，背起自己的十字架。
If you never try this, you will think it's impossible.
如果你从来没试过，你觉得那是不可能的。
And of course, it's not possible without God's help and God's grace.
当然，如果神不帮助我们，神如果没有给我们恩典，确实不可能。
But you will discover if you seek to deny yourself, take up your cross, follow Jesus. The more you try, the more you will discover. Well, I can do this through God's help, through God's grace. I can do this.
当舍己背起十字架来跟随耶稣，当你认真的去尝试，你去经历的时候，你就发现说，神是帮助我们的，他有恩典给我们。
And it will give you the grace you need to pray and ways maybe you never prayed before.
神会给我们特别的恩典，叫我们的祷告和以前完全不同。
And you'll say things like, Lord, please don't ever leave me, don't forsake me. Sorry.
我们求神不要抛弃我。
I like the way this verse in the New Living Translation it says.Please don't give up on me.
像这个英文版本，它翻译成“请不要放弃我”
Don't you like that? Yeah, Lord, please. I know I make a lot of mistakes. I disappoint myself. I disappoint you. But please, Lord, don't give up on me.
求神来祷告说，虽然我是叫人失望，叫神失望，但是求神不要放弃我。
Amen. Yeah. These are the prayers of someone who's already in relationship with God.
这是我们跟神已经有关系的人。
Yeah, that's important. You don't pray this way to be saved. You pray this way because God's saving work has already begun in you.
我们不是求神来再来拯救我们，我们是求神的工作在我们的里面开始。
That distinction is so important. If new life has already begun in you, this is what begins to happen.
如果我们在里面新生命已经有开始，那这些就会都发生。
And you'll discover more and more that you want to seek God and that you want to be single-hearted.
你就会发现说你越来越愿意寻求神，愿意来全心单纯仰望他。
Now, do we feel that we understand Psalm 119 verses 1-8? Do you understand it?
所以我们觉得说我们了解诗篇119篇一到八节吗？
If you say yes, I think I get it now. I think it makes more sense now.
如果你说是的，我多了解了。
If you feel that way, then read it with me.
如果你是这样，那我们一起来读。
行为完全，遵行耶和华的律法的，这人变为有福；遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。耶和华，你曾将你的训词吩咐我们。为要我们殷勤遵守，然后，但愿我行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例。我看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。我学了你公义的判语，就要以正直的心称谢你。我必守你的律例，求你总不要丢弃我。Lord, thank you.For this message today, we ask for your grace to walk in it.
所以我们感谢你，因为今天的信息，我们求你的恩典，叫我们能够行在其上。
We ask for your help in Jesus' name.
我 我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.